I'm incredibly fortunate enough now to have with us our South American correspondent, Julian Cole, our Ed Space pioneer. Julian, how are you?
Good, good, Peter. Very good, yeah. Just on the streets of Buenos Aires, Argentina, as we speak.
I can hear some sirens in the background there.
yeah, you know, probably some local being shot, I don't know.
Now, what the hell are you doing in South America?
I've decided to take 3 months off, and I've just been travelling. I just came through South Africa and stopped off there for a week, and now I'm travelling through Argentina, Chile, Uruguay and Brazil for the next 3 months, and then ending up in Brazil for Carnival in the first week of February.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Great time of year to be there.
Yeah, it is. Nice summer weather over here, so I'm loving it at the moment.
Yeah. Now, I know that you make the most of your holidays and enjoy your time there, but are you also spending a bit of time exploring the world of new media and marketing and advertising and so on?
Well, maybe marketing are definitely in new media. I guess when you're overseas, you still kind of keep your eye open for it. And I've seen actually two really good campaigns, and they're nothing to do with online, but offline. They're two great campaigns in response to kind of integration with local communities.
Yeah.
The first one I saw was in South Africa, and it was actually one I'd already seen. It won a gold can, and it was by Ned Bank, which is a local bank over here, and it's a billboard, and it was saying, what if a bank actually did give power to the people? And what it had on top of the billboard was actual solar panels, and the solar panels actually powered the local community, which was underneath the billboard.
So literally providing power to the people that live there.
Yeah, exactly. Electricity power. So I thought that was such a kind of a great way, especially for a bank, which is kind of never trusted. I guess the same in kind of Australia as it would be in South Africa. A really good kind of giving back to the community by a big corporation.
And I guess also they're going to win the community support by doing that. I mean, traditionally a lot of a community will feel as though a billboard intrudes into their life, but this billboard's actually contributing to their lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely giving back, yeah. So that was, it was kind of good to see that. I'd just seen it and I didn't even think I was going to see it. I just was going along the freeway from the airport in Cape Town, South Africa, and there I saw it, and I'm like, oh. And yeah, it actually was powering the local community underneath it.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is great.
I hope you got some photos of it.
I didn't get photos. It was too fast. I was in the airport, but there's definitely photos online you can see of the sign.
Excellent.
But the second one I actually went and visited today. It's called Barrio Bonito, and it's in Buenos Aires, and what it is Nike, obviously the shoe brand and brand for everything really, has actually partnered up with the local community called Boca, which is one of the big Buenos Aires soccer teams, and in this local area they've got this thing called Barrio Bonito, which is kind of the beautiful game, I guess, and the beautiful suburb. And what they've done is got local artists to actually depict kind of things to do with soccer in the local community in the form of artworks. And one of the kind of the great ones I saw today was, you know, if you ever kick a soccer ball, a muddy soccer ball against a wall, it leaves an imprint.
Yes. Yeah.
They'd actually had they'd made portraits out of the imprints of soccer balls, and they'd done Ronaldinho's face and a number of other kind of famous soccer players. And this is just while you're walking around in this like little suburb, and it's really good. And then there was other ones where they've done the famous last goal, the goal of Maradona.
Oh,
where,
yes.
He passed through seven defenders, and they've actually taken a vacant lot and completely cleaned out the vacant lot, put grass down, and then put model kind of metal statues of all the defenders and how he did his little pass around them, and that's in kind of a big block.
Mm.
So it's it's a really good one because Nike's gone there and cleaned up the community, kind of the local suburb and stuff, and then put all these artworks in there, working alongside local artists.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, I mean, obviously, the soccer, or should I say football, is well and truly part of the culture over there, so Nike are really tapping into that beautifully by the sound of things.
I think there's a link on YouTube. I'll hopefully be able to get one of those onto my blog, which I've kind of been neglecting while travelling, as you can imagine.
Yeah, it's probably more, fairly difficult to update that through kiosks, is it?
Yeah, it's local hostels. You've got kind of, there's about 15 other people waiting for the free internet behind you, so you're kind of in and out there quite quickly.
Just enough time to update your Facebook, and that's about it, eh?
Nah, yes, you know me too well, Peter. You know me too well.
Oh, there's hundreds of photos appearing on your Facebook, so
there's a few, isn't there? It's a great tool for travelling. Old Facebook, I think it's much better. I think it's really what I've found is the kind of, it's a two-way kind of street of information, where before you kind of sent out your group emails, and you were kind of tailoring the message to the people. Now they can almost consume what they want to hear. Like, if they want to, you know, see your photos, they can see the photos, or they can read what you're telling other people, and it's a bit more of a tailored message, I think, than the kind of group email stage we were at.
Exactly, and two-way as well, rather than just one-way. I mean, those group emails typically are just a one-way communication, yeah.
Yeah, and the fact is that even for myself as the kind of the traveller, it's much easier for me to kind of find information about other people and what's happening at home through kind of the photos that they're putting up and how people are communicating between each other. I can learn about what parties have just happened and stuff, and I don't think you kind of had that rich picture beforehand.
Yeah, so you're staying connected even though you're away. Even just seeing people's status updates and so on, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's been good. And another thing is the I saw that you're involved in as well as the group, the Monash University Marketing Alumni.
That's right. So anyone on Facebook that's interested, Lockie from he just graduated with a marketing degree from Clayton campus has set up that alumni Facebook group, and it's really taken off in the last week or so. So there's well over 100 people have joined and growing. So any recent marketing graduates, have a look for MUMA, Monash University Marketing Alumni, on Facebook, and certainly join up. And it's a great way for our graduates to keep in contact with each other.
Yeah, it's a great system, and it seems like Lockie's quite proactive on it, and definitely going to drive something through it, which is great.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job, so just to fire that up and build the interest that he has. So let's keep that moving for all the Monash graduates listening to this. Please join up. So another few months, obviously. I mean, it's not a working holiday, is it? But it's more of a relaxing vacation for you. Oh, this phone call has probably made it tax deductible.
Yeah, all the $2.50 worth of it.
Oh, phone calls are cheap in South America, are they?
It is very cheap, actually. Making it very easy. I've never called before in previous trips, or this trip. It's just so cheap now that it's kind of worth it, kind of, to call my parents. Keep them at bay, not worrying too much.
Excellent. And what are you paying for a beer these days?
It's about $2 for a long neck, so it's quite good. And the local beer is Quilmes.
Quilmes?
Quilmes, and it's quite big. It's what they all drink over here, and it's quite a nice drop.
Okay, you're getting right into the culture. It's all about immersion, as we said last time, hey? Now, are you staying five star or backpackers? How do you do it?
Backpackers.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Yeah.
But I don't really have the money yet for the five star accommodation, and I tend to like the backpackers anyway. It's quite nice.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh well. So from here, a few more countries in South America, and then Carnival. That's going to be brilliant. Looking forward to seeing a lot of those photos as they come through.
Definitely. hopefully we can get a few more calls before I'm back.
That'd be great, yeah. I'm sure people would like to hear about your travels and some of the marketing programs and so on that you're seeing on your travels.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for your time, Julian. Just be careful on those streets, and we look forward to hearing from you again really soon. And now, in keeping with our Latin American theme for this week's podcast, I have a track from that genre from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network, which you can check out online at music.podshow.com. This track is from an artist by the name of Francesco Sao Paulo, and the track is called Universo. Hope you enjoy it.
Por favor, deixe ele sorrir em outro lugar. Vai, vento, vem, a gente vai também, vem, vem. Sou minha calma, eu tenho medo de dormir e acordar sem alma. Tudo é muito grande, a gente é muito ínfimo. Tudo é uma sequência enquanto a gente vem sem ritmo.
Tudo é passageiro, mas a gente sempre fica. No universo inteiro a nossa terra é tão nanita.
Um macroátomo perdido, feito um grão de areia. O tempo é a mão de Deus, Senhor, que vai tecendo a teia. Eu penso em Jesus Cristo vomitando a santa ceia. Penso num coiote fraco e vando em lua cheia. Penso no universo como sendo uma cadeia. Penso na miséria que machuca e me chateia.
E afirmo aqui, esse mundo com certeza ainda vai cair com essa raça humana que só se preocupa em destruir. Ninguém tem que ser profeta pra profetizar. É só pensar, o homem sempre foi de guerrear e aniquilar. Só pra garantir o seu espaço, colonizar, matar, escravizar no lar.
Veja então, o monopólio puro em uma nação. Veja então, o homem se abdica do perdão. Veja então, o inocente chora sem ação. Veja então, soldados rumam sem direção. Veja então, a dor queimando seu coração. Veja então, se pro futuro tem solução.
Sei não,
mas eu continuo vivo e forte. Me acostumei a ser brinquedo da sorte.
E seguindo o compasso do bem, não faço mal a ninguém. Porque eu sei que aquilo que te fere, fere a mim também.
Já é, ouço o disco da vida à frente, verso alienígena humano, habitante do nosso universo.
Se liga, Discovery mostra aquilo que me intriga.
Se liga,
no mundo de irmão não pode haver sua briga.
Se liga,
respeite um ser humano que mendiga.
Se liga,
você não é tão maior que uma formiga.
Comparando com um universo desse tamanho, o pensamento do homem é tacanho. O ser humano é tipo um gado de rebanho que seguindo o instinto faz o seu mandante, que se destrói, se corrói a passos de elefante.
Sou tão brilhante, tão elegante, muito importante.
Ora, não seja irritante, é ultrajante ver um primata tão confiante.
É humilhante saber que eu sou mais um no montante.
E provocante saber que eu vivo além de um instante.
E preocupante saber de um universo incessante que nunca pare, nunca morre, nunca acorde, nunca dorme, nunca falha, nunca vê, nunca roga por você.
Quem roga então? A sua mãe ou seu irmão? Seu pai ou seu patrão? Sua mente ou sua mão? Sei lá, não quero saber. E tenho ódio de quem sabe. Eu quero dinheiro, poder e que o resto do mundo se acabe.
Pensa bem, a esperança ainda se mantém num amém ou num sorriso puro de um neném. Seja ouvendo, torrogue a Deus e faça o seu momento no tempo. Saiba, eu sei que o seu pagamento tá lento, mas sua missão é servir de instrumento. Elemento livre, documento da terra, carnificado, corpo transverso. Vírus vivo, parasita no sertão do universo.
Todo um bando de macacos, de corpo e mente fracos, com vício por matéria, sensações ou tabaco. E aí? Eu faço parte disso ao existir.
Então,
quais as minhas chances, irmão?
Não sei, vocês crucificaram seu rei, agora arquem com caos na grande terra sem lei. É isso aí, o universo abriga você. E é esse o mesmo universo que te assiste crescer pra vir morrer, pra depois voltar a nascer, pra então crescer, viver, amar, temer e depois morrer mais uma vez.
Pra nascer de novo, pra sonhar de novo, pra chorar de novo, pra sorrir de novo, pra ganhar de novo, pra perder de novo, pra morrer de novo, pra nascer de novo.
Droga, eu não aguento mais, o que que a gente faz?
Na terra
guerra não existe paz.
Eu só queria evoluir, alguém me tira daqui. Não sou da terra, porra, eu tô a fim de existir.
Veja então, o monopólio puro e uma nação.
Veja então, o homem se abdica do perdão.
Veja então, o inocente chora sem ação.
Veja então, soldados rumam sem direção.
Veja então, a dor queimando seu coração.
Veja então, se pro futuro tem solução.
Sei não,
mas eu continuo bebê forte. Me acostumei a ser brinquedo da sorte.
Então vai vendo, vai, vai vendo, vem. A gente vai também, vem, vem. Vai vendo, vai, vai vendo, vem. Vai vendo, vai, vai vendo, vem. A gente vai também, vem, vem. Vai vendo, vai.
Copyright 2007, Peter Wagstaff, Monash University.